when you get to the 10th inning later on, you guys feel like, well, extra innings are your time to win?
Yeah, because you know how many extra innings we got in the regular season, and we know we can play those games. You know,
pitching now.
What is it about this long stretch of your career being in this game? You know, a difficult situation that you've been in.
Probably. I mean,
it's because that's a situation that we're in.
Yeah, it's postseason, man. You gotta, make those moves. You gotta
top situation.
Yeah. So, I've been pitching a lot. That's a good thing when the manager wants you in there. So I'm excited about it.
I assume it's all in tomorrow night because it's must win. As Buck says, he needs it.
Yeah.
You had a little bit of trouble in September with
job and bullpen stretch. Again, sorry, I know we've actually had a bullpen all season, but you, Pedro, two scoreless, just everybody. How big is that?
Yeah, we've been practicing all year for this game, you know. We've had a lot of rehearsals. It's a lot of guys stepping up, you know. Pedro went out there and pitched two innings. Every pitch could mean the game, the season, you know. He hasn't pitched in 8 days.
It has to be especially satisfying because all 7 of you got into the game today and not for the job all 7 did.
This is his first playoff appearance in his career. He went out there and shoved for two innings. It's just been a constant theme this year of guys just stepping up in big situations. And Jim Johnson, too. He went out there in a pretty easy inning there with a one-run lead once again.
Eighth game now, you've played in 13 or more innings. I guess it's never comfortable. But is it an advantage just because it's familiar, if nothing else?
Yeah, you know, it's... So we've been practicing all year, man.
How much fun?
Just hopefully we don't pitch Chris Davis, you know. If he's in there, then something's wrong. And now...
Dan, can you pinpoint, you know, what's been the key for you this series, you know, what you've been focusing on,
now what's working?
Yeah, this postseason I've been having more fun. Just, you know, in 2010,
what's
this postseason,
like
I was more
in the postseason.
Got caught up in kind of the whole environment. Not taking the time to just enjoy what's going on, enjoy where we're at with this team. And it's been more fun, you know, just because those hitters are just as amped up as the pitchers are. So if you can control it, then you're going to have the advantage.
How special
just go out there and
were you given maybe struggling
pitch like throwing a bullpen? You know, I think it gives you that.
You can't come into any more pressure kind of situations than you in this series. But it's just been, you felt more relaxed than you did.
Yeah. You know, I like being in those situations, and I kind of took a carved out little role there with that. Those men on situations. I enjoy it. So it'd be great to start an inning, clean inning. But if there's guys on base, it doesn't bother me. I'll do what I can to get out of it.
Darren, how many innings are you good for tomorrow night?
If we play 9, I'm good for 2. Disclaimer.
Darren, you've excelled this year in situations like tonight, coming in and stranding those inherited runners. The more you do that, does the confidence grow?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I've been put in that situation quite a few times, and I really enjoy it. It's high risk, high reward, and it's a lot of fun when you come out on top. I said just a minute ago, you know, those hitters are just as amped up as you are, just as excited. So if you can control those emotions and just throw your pitches like you've been throwing in those situations, I think it's good for him.
And it looked like a couple of times you were being careful with certain hitters. The Teixeira walk, for instance, it looked like he was either going to swing at what you wanted or you were going to walk him and go after the next guy.
A lot of those pitches were me being tired. you know, a couple innings, and then they made me run over to first base. And, you know, my conditioning isn't great. Got a little boiler going, so... I was tired, but then once I got behind, you know, Mark's a dangerous hitter, and obviously the guy behind him is too, but I think once we got up 3-0, it's kind of, just trying to dance around him and see if we can get the next day.
This bullpen has been a strength all year. What is it like for you knowing all 7 of you pitched in the game tonight and all 7 of you came up with a 0 to get a win?
Yeah, you know, Tillman told me he was getting lonely down there and felt left out, so, you know, I really... I told this guy earlier, it was a lot of fun watching him pitch. Everybody played a part tonight, but I think Pedro was the standout guy just because he hadn't pitched in over a week, and he came out there, and every pitch meant the game and the season. And he just attacked the strike zone, and he's been the horse he's been all year.
The O's have been the best this year with backs against the wall when there was a lot of doubt out there. I know you never doubted, but there's been a lot of doubt out there. Is this your kind of game tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, to tell you what, that playing game, there's no more stressful game in the season, maybe game seven. But you know, just because your whole, you know, going into it, your whole season rides on it. So you know, we're going to take what we did last Friday into tomorrow. We've been there. You know, we've played through that game. We've come out on top. So we like our chances.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Sure, thanks a lot.
That's a good point. Yeah, you played a good winner take all just last week.
Yeah,
a week ago.
Yeah, sure. So I think that's certainly an advantage for us.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
The only thing is, you played a lot of games.
Yeah.
You guys have all pitched a lot of innings since then. I imagine you're ready to go. What he asked, he probably won't even ask. Probably just assume you're ready to go.
Yeah, of course. It's, you know, it's that time of year, man.
Yeah.
You got to be ready to go every night. So.
And you are.
I'll be ready to go tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah. It's a good thing when he's calling your name and telling you to get out there. That means he believes in you, and that means a lot to me that he keeps sending me out there.
You're right about this guy. That was what he had been doing.
Yeah, those little things that factor into, you know, the difficulty of what he did. You know, that people might not see or notice on the outside. It just makes it that much harder to go out there. You know, I've been pitching every day, so I got my release point. I'm set, but he hasn't pitched in 8 days.
Do you think though, at the same time, at the end of a long season, not the end, maybe at this point, that to have had that break maybe might have even helped him in a way?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think this is his first full big league season.
Right. Threw a lot of innings, a lot of tough innings this year.
Yeah, he's been a stud all year. And, you know, our team is a better team when he's himself.
Yeah.
And it shortens games even more. And, I think it's fair to say Petey was on top of his game tonight.
Yeah.
He's a stud.
Yeah. Machado?
Yeah, that guy continues to amaze me, man. He just, you know, to stay on a nice slider or cutter away, whatever, and hit it in the gap and right, there's not. Not too many 20-year-olds that can do that. You can't say enough good things about him. And you know, maybe the defensive plays kind of get lost a little bit.
I mean, you guys were in this position last week where you've had so much fun this year, you don't want it to end.
Right.
You feel like it's the same, like in deja vu, it's the same thing going in, except the team you're even a lot more familiar with. 22 times already.
Yeah, I know, uncle on the Yankees. Yeah, this team, I've never been on a team that's been this much fun. It's just, it's kind of, you know, just look where we came from, you know, when we reported to spring training, everybody thought we were just going to be, you know, a basement dweller, an easy win. They thought we'd be making tee times by now, so for us to come from that to being here to, you know, playing in the league championship, if we win one more game tomorrow is, It's been an awesome journey.
Yeah, and not over necessarily.
Well, certainly not for now.
Yeah.
Not if we have anything to say about it.
Yeah.
Thanks. Probably said this, I missed it. When you come in, you're looking at the suit pinch hitter. Like, is that what you expect? Did you expect to see him? Did you expect to see someone else come in?
Who, A-Rod?
Yeah.
You know, I really didn't know. I didn't know if they would try the magic from last night with Raul. I didn't know. I was going to be ready for either one of them.
Okay. So as you're preparing for that, you're not thinking anything in particular, you're just doing your thing? And
yeah. You know, I think if you worry about, if you see the hitter too much in the box, then I think that can distract you from doing your job and just throwing your pitches where you want them. So, you know, you look at that lineup and it's riddled with Hall of Famers. If you worry about, you know, who's going to be up, you're probably going to get a Hall of Famer one way or the other. So, you know, you just got to try to get them out.
A lot of guys who throw from the angle you throw or similar angles give opposite-handed hitters a really good look at the ball, and they can only go a batter or two at a time. What is it that allows you to be effective against anyone and go an inning or two at a time?
That's something I really worked on because I used to have that problem. And, you know, it's more so, if you look at me, I pitch quite a bit up in the zone.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a lot of guys that throw a sidearm on a submarine that do that. And I think it just adds another dimension to the strike zone, you know, up, down, in, out, fast and slow. So yeah, I just, you know, I try to change eye levels and just get outs, really.
You think you've gotten better at that over the course of your career?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, like I said, it's something I've worked on really hard, and it's something I take pride in. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I would definitely say I got better.
Okay. And heading into a series like this, when you know you're probably going to face certain guys a few times in big spots, whether it's Jeter or Rodriguez, or how do you prepare for those guys differently than you might during the regular season? Or do you do more preparation for specific matchups?
No, I think I, you know, I certainly take into account what I did against them during the season. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I watch a lot of video, and that kind of that stuff. I'm really leaning on Matt Wieters a lot this year, just to remember. You know, he caught 12 innings last night, 13 tonight. And you ask him tomorrow about one pitch in the seventh inning, and he'll know it. Mm-hmm. So he's kind of got like the memory that it's just like a data bank. So he remembers, and he, you know, he says, oh, Jeter, two nights ago I faced him, starting off this, I'm starting off that. Mm-hmm. So it's really. You gotta give Matt a lot of credit for that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.